Welcome to the Wealthy Mujer podcast. I'm your host, Marisol Isaula, your Latina life coach here to help you reclaim your power so you can stop feeling stuck and take action on those ideas you dream of so you can live a fabulous vida, a life full of wealth, abundance, and mucha felicidad, lots of happiness. Here in this community, we define wealth to encompass the well-being of your entire human existence and focus on six Wealthy Mujer pillars: purpose, relationship, health, spirit, communication, and money. Here, all of you is welcome, celebrated, and safe. Vámonos! Affirmation of the week. It's brought to you by a post I read on Instagram. The author is unknown, but I really liked it. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for doing your best to be okay. I'm so proud of you for waking up every day and trying. I'm so proud of you for being here today, because I know some of your yesterdays were really hard. I don't know what you're going through, but you are going to get through it. You are going to get through whatever you're going through. I hope you fight for yourself when no one else does, and I hope you know you're worthy of your wildest dreams. You are someone worth fighting for. Keep going. My wealthy amigas, hello. Feliz Noviembre. Happy November. How and when did we get here? What the heck? How in the world did we get to November already? ¿Cuándo llegó? ¿Quién lo invitó? ¿Cómo llegaste? To quote Kim Kardashian, okay, guys, we're back. Did you miss us? Because we missed you. Did you like that? Did you guys like that? Because I tried really hard to practice that. You guys, I've missed you all so much. I missed my mic, my headphones. I've missed sharing on here. I miss connecting with you guys through my podcast. I just overall miss the connection with you. I miss you guys sending me DMs about how you laughed at a joke that I did on my podcast or something resonated from what I said on a podcast episode. But I'm back. I'm here. And I'm going to be honest, this is what happened. Aquí está. Here it is. It's a good thing, I promise. And I can promise you it won't happen again. Meaning I won't take this long of a break from podcasting. Te lo prometo. I freaking promise. So, you guys, I went really hard in the paint. Así se dice, okay, for you youngsters. I went really hard in June and July with my podcast, my marketing, my social media, my newsletter. I even hired a new business coach. And girl, let me tell you, it worked, okay? It worked so well that I sold out my one-to-one coaching slots for both July and August. And on top of that, I went on a 9-day trip to Hawaii with my mama in September. That truly was an incredible, incredible vacation. I'll definitely create a little quick episode about that. Hawaii is unbelievably magical. And all this time I was giving it so much crap, thinking it was overhyped. Oh my gosh, it's so expensive. It is expensive, but oh my gosh, is it a magical place in this world. So I already knew that in September, I would be a little bit more lax. I'd be more chill, more relaxed because I'd be gone for so many days with my bestie on vacation. So I only had two main focuses for the month of September. And that was one, enjoy my trip with my madre, and two, focus on my current clients. Originally being the word, I planned on coming back in October. And then October came and went, and I started working on a VIP day for a new VIP client. But every single day I kept saying, like, there was this little tiny voice in my head, work on your podcast, work on your podcast. It was my voice, and it also was my husband sending me random TikToks about podcasters. And then when I would talk to him about a subject or something that I was thinking of or something that came to me and I wanted to create something about it, he would casually, not so casually, say, see, you got to talk about that in your podcast. It would be such a good subject. So on a side note here, I just want to shout out my man. Thank you, amor de mi vida, for truly always supporting me, encouraging me, pushing me. Like, you really are the bomb.com, baby. I love you. So here we are. It's November, and the feeling that I have right now is kind of like, I feel like I'm starting again. And it made me think that this is a great topic to discuss. Starting again, starting over, starting from quote unquote ground up, or the thought that, oh my gosh, it's been too long. I should have started so long ago. I should have started before. So I'm just gonna wait till next week. Okay, I'm just gonna wait till next month. Okay, I'm just gonna wait till next quarter. Okay, I'm just gonna wait till next year. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna wait till my next lifetime. And how many of us use it as a reason to just not start, period, to not even attempt whatever it is that we want to do? So I've heard it a lot from my clients, this concept of having to start from the ground up or starting again can be really intimidating. And while, you know, I 100% validate that doing something new or waiting to do something for so long that you know you want to do can be intimidating, it doesn't necessarily have to be. And you have the power to substitute that intimidation with another belief or feeling or thought when you process this organic belief of intimidation or whatever it is that you're feeling. Meaning, if intimidation or whatever unintentional feeling or belief you have right now is causing you to pause or to not start, we want to have a conversation with it. We actually want it to be like a third person in the conversation. We want to know why this thought, this emotion, this belief is present and what wisdom it wants us to know. Because anything that we feel has something to say. There is a deeper rooted reason why it's present. And we want to go ahead and dig a little deeper and do some investigative research on this belief, this feeling, this thought. So that we can then release it and find a new thought that will serve you to give you the courage you need to then start the thing that you keep postponing. The thing that you know that you really want to start, because it will either create more joy, more money, more connection, and give you a new sense of purpose, pride, and abundance. A lot of the times we're reluctant to start something new because we think we suck, or we won't be good at it, or we don't know enough of it. So the big misunderstanding here is that we categorize not knowing everything as being dumb, or we're ill-equipped, or we're thinking we already suck at something we've never even tried. So we have this huge misunderstanding that not knowing something equates to being dumb or inadequate. I met a new friend over the weekend and she was telling me about her business. And then she casually said, I just suck at marketing. I don't know how to do it. And you know me, girl, with all my heart, I'm going to ask if I can just be a coach just for a little second. And she said, yes. So I did. I wonder if she regrets it now. But I basically said, I'm going to lovingly, with all my heart and with all the compassion in the world, and this is what I tell my clients, I'm going to lovingly call BS on you sucking at marketing. Because the truth is, you said, I am just not good at marketing. I suck. And you quickly and organically followed it with, I don't know how. So clearly, she doesn't suck at it. She just hasn't built the marketing strategy that works best for her because she maybe doesn't know where to start, but that doesn't mean she sucks. And how heavy does it feel for us to think that we already suck at something that we haven't even researched or taken messy action on? It feels so unbelievably heavy. It makes it harder for us to actually take action because then we judge it. Then we're like, I'm not good at this. I shouldn't have. Why did I even think about doing this? And we start to question that self-trust and that purpose that is your highest self. Our brain doesn't know the difference between reality or fiction. So I know she didn't mean it. She didn't mean to say she sucks. And calling BS on that statement reminded her that she is not bad at something she doesn't know how to do. She may not believe it. She may not believe that she doesn't suck at it, but at least she is now entertaining a new thought and potentially there will be a mindset shift. The other big misunderstanding we believe to be true is that if we aren't amazing, fantastic, incredible right when we start, we never will be. We don't allow ourselves a cushy grace period to be human, and we most certainly don't always allow ourselves to welcome trial and error. We don't allow ourselves unlimited grace grace to make mistakes. We don't allow ourselves to actually invite the mistakes so that they can help us learn, grow, and guess what? They help us become amazing and fantastic and incredible at this new goal or side business or hobby that not just brings you joy, it can also bring you multiple streams of income, more trips, more bougie on a budget experiences, more connections, more life, and overall brings us closer to identifying as a wealthy mujer, remembering that wealth is more than just a financial gain. It's about living a wealthy life that incorporates your purpose, your values, your vision, and letting money be the energetic exchange of that. So I want to make this first episode really short and sweet, and I want to challenge you today to let yourself start over, start again, and start again every single day if you have to. I want you to feel empowered and connected to, it's okay if I make mistakes. It's okay if I don't know how to even get started. What's the one thing that I know I can do today that'll set me up to learn new things and eventually feel extra confident in my choices? But it has to start today. So what? You started again, and no one else needs to have any business in what you decide to start or to end or to dream of. It is all up to you, and you get to dictate how you wish to live your life. And I don't want you to just be living life in kind of auto-tune and how's the best way to say it? I don't want you to always live your life kind of like on neutral, just letting life pass you by without you actually taking the reins of your life and saying, basta ya, no more waiting. I don't have to wait to start something. I can literally start it today. And the ripple effect that it have in your life is grand. And imagine what you do when you step into your power. You start again. You start from the ground up. The ripple effect it'll have on everyone that sees you. They're gonna say, man, she did it. I can do it too. Man, she's actually living in her dreams. She's actually making her dreams a reality. And all she did was start. I can guarantee any successful entrepreneur, business owner, career executive, corporate executive, any person, any woman that is successful or that you deem successful, that you see their triumphs, they started from not knowing anything. They started from just taking messy action and moving forward. So my challenge to you is, what are you going to start today? What is that today you decide, this is it, I'm in it, it's done, I'm going to go ahead and just take messy action? What will that be? I would love to know. Please send me an email or a DM and let me know what that is so I can give you all the celebration y las porras que te mereces, all of the cheers that you deserve. I'm rooting for you always. You are the most beautiful human. You aren't alone. We're all humans on this earth living a collective experience. And I'm sending you so much love, so much light, and so much safety. So you know, no matter what, someone is always holding you. And I'm honored to do that for you. I hope you have the most beautiful day. I'm your coach, Marisol Isaula. Like what you heard? Subscribe and follow Marisol on IG and TikTok at The Marisol Isaula. Interested in working with Marisol? Click the link below and schedule a complimentary clarity session to help you stop feeling stuck or in your way. Take action, start today, and create a simple roadmap to get you to take action on your big dreams to live that life you only dream of. It's actually quite possible. Let me show you how.